Thank you for tuning in to the Postmodern Realities Podcast, brought to you by the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. I'm Melanie Cogdill, Managing Editor of the Christian Research Journal. It's January 2022, and this is episode 272, which you'll notice is quite a bit shorter. This episode is not featuring a conversation with one of our authors, but is instead kind of an update and news and notes about what's coming up on the podcast, as well as what is in our most recent issue that was just published at the end of last month. I also want to say that, boy, we are heading towards episode 300 this year. This is our sixth year of the podcast, and you won't want to miss out on next week. We are going to have regular contributing writer Anne Kennedy on episode 273, and she has written a very in-depth analysis of the Revoice 2021 conference. There's a lot to talk about with that conference, and Anne and I will have a podcast for you that's almost 2 hours long. So you won't want to miss out on that for next week. But here's what's in our most current issue, and that is our cover article on the Apostles' Creed. Now, the phrase about Christ, he descended into hell, what has that meant and been interpreted to mean over church history? We cover that in our cover issue. We also have an evangelism article on bearing witness to Christ among international students in particular. You won't want to miss out on Biola Professor Scott Smith's article, Critical Theory and Abortion as an Act of Oppression. And you will not want to miss reading Dr. Clay Jones's article, The Divine Hiddenness of God. We talked about it a little bit on the podcast. Of course, we will have an interview on this podcast with Fuzz Rana of Reasons to Believe Ministry. He has written a summary critique review of William Lane Craig's recent book, In Quest of the Historical Adam, and I will be speaking with Fuzz on the podcast coming up this spring. In addition, our longtime author, Dr. Douglas Grotheis, has written a review of Stephen C. Meyer's Return of the God Hypothesis. So that's some of the things that is in the current print edition of the journal. And when you subscribe for $33.50, you get that issue straight to your door. In addition, though, you get all of the online exclusive articles that you get access to read for free, like the one that Anne Kennedy has written on Revoice. You won't want to miss that. But of course, there's some people who really want to read Anne's article and just $33.50 is not in their budget. We have a new option for you, and that is for access for 1 month for $4.99. You can read all of the online exclusive articles that we have up on our website, and you won't want to miss out on doing that. If you can give up a coffee or two, you might want to do that so you can read Anne's in-depth analysis of Revoice. So as far as the podcast is concerned, we've got a lot of great stuff coming up this spring, including a interview with our author, Jay Watts, who writes about the value of human life for us. He has an online exclusive article that is responding to a recent op-ed in the New York Times called "The Anti-Abortion Movement Could Reduce Abortions If It Wanted To." So how do pro-life Christians respond to that opinion piece? So we will dive into that on the podcast. And we will also, of course, continue our cultural apologetics coverage. We are going to cover the Star Wars series, The Book of Boba Fett on Disney Plus, and of course, The Chosen. It's kind of a phenomenon with Christians, the new TV series, The Chosen, based on the Gospels, kind of a creative interpretation of those. And they have just finished season two. Our reviewer, Cole Burgett, will talk to me about that. We, of course, will also cover the new DC movie coming up called The Batman and the multiverse movie that's releasing in late March, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And Kennedy will return with some online exclusives coming up about platonic marriage, as well as the phenomenon of every day making daily affirmations and self-love. And even Christians are doing that as a regular part of their life. So what are we to make of daily affirmations? So those are some of the things that we're covering coming up on the podcast. And I do have to offer, of course, a mea culpa because I got the winner wrong last week for the contest. The winner is not Stu. And thank you, Stu, for contacting us at webmasterdecrypt.org. Because the actual winner is Clever Joe. Clever Joe, you have until January 31st at 5 p.m. Eastern to claim your prize of a free subscription to the Christian Research Journal. If we do not hear from Clever Joe, I will spin the wheel again and everyone else, less Clever Joe, will be re-entered in and somebody will win that free subscription. And so you also want to be tuning in because, as I mentioned last week, we're going to have more giveaways this year. So if you missed out on this last one, we have other ones that you can enter for this coming year. Well, thank you so much for the ways in which you support this podcast. Please get the word out. We want to continue to grow the podcast and grow those who subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. And we are grateful for the ways that you partner with us. So thanks.